Okay, I've got another violin. We'll call this one Old Fiddle Number 17. And it's a double purfling type violin, kind of like a Maggini, but I would call this a De Salo model. And it's from Germany around 1910, 1920 era, somewhere around there. It's got good, very good dry wood to it, and it has a lot of volume and a lot of power. It's very clear and very deep. It's an awesome fiddle, no doubt about it. Killer fiddle. I would give it about a 9.8 on a scale of 10 as far as good fiddle tone. It's in relatively good shape. No cracks that I can find anywhere. There is one little chip back near the where the chin rest goes, and it's like a little edge chip. So it's got a few little bruises on it here and there, but it's probably lived a long life. But overall, it's very healthy. I'm pretty proud of the way this one sounds. I did a little work on it. Awesome fiddle. Have a money back guarantee on it. If you don't like it, send it back. It won't last long. As far as I have a lot of fiddlers coming to my house 24/7, cherry picking the good stuff out before I can usually get them on the fiddle hangout. But I just happen to have quite a few ready, so I don't see any weaknesses at all with this violin. Other than it needs a really good player. So I hope you can kind of hear some of the tones of it. I don't have any reverb on this sound clip. It sounds a little reverby in here. I'm in my kitchen, and normally I'm in my recording room where it's really flat, but you can get a little bit better tone of how it resonates really good. Thank you. Fuller fiddle. Probably, I got to be careful. I probably woke my wife up just then. It's now 10 till 10, and she went to bed. And I told her, if you hear a lot of stuff in there, I'm in there trying to make a recording of a fiddle. So if you hear somebody come in here and get hit upside the head with a pot, you'll know it was me. I made too much racket. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.